Tonight I'm going to read from the Good News Translation from 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20 and 21. In a large house there are dishes and bowls of all kinds. Some are made of silver and gold, others of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, others for ordinary use. Those who make themselves clean from all those evil things will be used for special purposes, because they are dedicated and useful to their master, ready to be used for every good deed. This is the word of the Lord. If you noticed Bob's organ piece a little bit ago, Simple Gifts, I want to talk about gifts. This time of year, with graduations and weddings, we're always looking for the appropriate gift to give. Well, I want to look at the other side, gifts God has given to us and what we do with them. Timothy talks about different kinds of dishes or vessels. Each has a special purpose, to be used for every good deed. If we look at the message, the writer interprets the scripture this way. In a well-furnished kitchen, there are not only crystal goblets and silver platters, but waste cans and compost buckets. Some containers are used to serve fine meals, others to take out the garbage. Become the kind of container God can use to present any and every kind of gift to his guests for their blessing. So we are asked to use our gifts to be ready to be used for every good deed and to become the kind of container God can use. God gives us gifts so we may serve him, our church, family, friends, everyone. This gives us a purpose. The following story can be found on the internet. I've adapted it for tonight just a little bit. Many, many years ago, a young boy had two large pots. One hung on each side of a pole which he carried across his neck. Every day he would carry the pots to the stream to collect water to take back to the house. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other was perfect. And it always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to his home. The cracked pot arrived only half full. The perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, but the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was unable to do its job. One day by the stream, the pot spoke to the little boy about his inability to do his job. The boy replied, "Why are you so miserable? What are you ashamed of?" And the pot says, "I've been unable to do my job because this crack in my side causes water to leak out. I am flawed." The boy felt sorry for the old cracked pot, and in his compassion he said, "As we walk home, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." Indeed, as they walked up the hill, the pot took notice of the sun warming the wildflowers on the side of the path, and this cheered it some. But at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it had leaked out half its load. So again, it apologized. The boy said, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path and not the other pot's side? That's because I've always known about your flaw. I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walked back from the stream, you watered it. You watered all of them. And I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my mother's table. Without you being just the way you are, she would not have all this beauty to grace her home." Sometimes our flaws turn out to be blessings in disguise. Each has a special purpose, to be used for every good deed, to become the kind of container God can use. If we will allow him, the Lord will use us in spite of our flaws. Let's be more positive. Whether your gift is singing or playing an instrument, whether you're good at math or carpentry, teaching, serving others by cooking meals, or visiting shut-ins, we all have a purpose. We all have a place. God is the potter, and he uses cracked pots, that's you and me, to do his work. As Christians, we are the containers, the vessels that God wants to fill with his goodness and light. Then we are to carry that goodness and light to the world, to spread those seeds, sharing with people everywhere. Remember, God is in control. He has given each of us gifts. Go out and use those gifts to help make a better world. Become the kind of container God can use. Amen and amen.